Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Ooh, man, you are just over there cranking the keys of the synthesizer. That's right, that's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim Marr, recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River that feeds the Oswego River, that feeds the great Lake of Ontario. And I'll tell you, Lake Ontario is going to be hopping pretty soon with all kinds of summer fun. And then you're going to make a right, and it's going to flow north right through 1,000 islands on the St. Lawrence Seaway and all the way out to the Atlantic Ocean and around the world, just like my voice. Amazing, Jungle Jim, just amazing. It's going to be cranked full of boats and all kinds of stuff, dodging freighters coming down that St. Lawrence Seaway. Somehow, if you go left, you're going to find yourself in Buffalo. You're going to go north, you're going to find yourself in Toronto. If you some finagled way, you'll get on Niagara Falls, Lake Erie, over to Lake Michigan, Huron, and Superior, the great, huge lakes. Phenomenal. You ever see a satellite picture of the Great Lakes? They're just immense. The satellite picture of these huge lakes. And Lake Superior actually has an island on Lake Superior with a lake on the island. That's pretty gosh darn big. I'm telling you right now, Jungle Jim. I'm telling you, everybody. That's huge. That's huge. Anyway, oh my gosh. Oh, what a... It just amazes me. Now, look, I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack, they used to say. I don't even know if you buy light bulbs in a pack anymore. But the stupidity of our country is on full display. The stupidity, the proportional amount of stupidity in our country is being showcased for the entire world to see. It used to be the ugly Americans, right, Jungle Jim? Not you. You are one good-looking American, fella. I'm telling you right now, I'm talking about me. I am not. I'm the ugly American. But it used to be that the ugly American was known around the world. You know, you went and you were rude and you wanted this and that, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But now it's just stupidity. And our stupidity has been magnified because it has been manipulated. And it's like a flood water oozing out of the ground. You know, the proportion of idiots in this country who fall for, who have been led by manipulation and lying. And the reason it's so dangerous is because stupidity is being exposed, but stupidity is being rewarded. You know, everything, it's upside down day, like Dr. Seuss says, it's upside down day. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you. An upside down day, things that, you know, supposed to be right or wrong. Well, stupidity is being showcased and rewarded and is a badge of honor. Lying is the truth. Truth is lying. Truth, if somebody tells something truthful, it's fake. But yet if it's a lie, lies are just being spewed out now. It's like the diarrhea of the lie. My gosh, it's just flowing. And, it's a good analogy because it's just flowing crap. And it just feeds stupidity because when the stupid population come together and it's a lie, they don't have to figure out. They don't have to question if it's true or not. They don't have to take the time to read the facts. They don't have to take the time to study up and learn. It's just, they just believe it. And it doesn't matter if it's a lie because they're so damn dumb. They don't care. They don't want to take the time to figure it out. They're just going to believe it. Then what happens, Jungle Jim, is this. Somebody comes along and they're able to manipulate the masses of stupidity. And the stupid people, when they get together, if you got a group of stupid people together, there's a problem. Because now they all, whatever is told to them, it's like arguing with a cinder block. And the only way they can reason, because they're not going to reason with their intellect, they're not going to use persuasive techniques, they're not going to take the time to look into a subject matter, to make a point counterpoint argument. What they're going to do, they resort to anger and resentment, which leads to violence. And hello, here we are. And then you get the massive manipulator over all these people who just drives it and drives it and drives it. And it sounds like that's where we are today. And it's so, and they get all jacked up on emotion. You know, the way the persuasion works is you get people jacked up who are too dumb to reason, too dumb to question. and you play to their emotions and you get their emotions going. And now all the debate and all the decisions are based on emotion. And that emotion leads then to violence. But that emotion also leads to following an empty shell, to following a puppet without a brain, a wood puppet. But that puppet continues. And no matter what happens, that individual can they can break the law. They can lie. They can name call. All the things, all the activities that were once frowned upon. If you took our mainstream political world right now, if this was a school election, not the presidency for the United States, but a school election, fifth grade class president election, and it was being run this way. Lying, name-calling, terrible name-calling, and lying. Whoops, look at that. I even hit the mic. And screaming and violence, all these, you'd be expelled from, you'd stay in the fifth grade for the next 5 years. That's what happened. You'd be getting out, you'd get timeouts in fifth grade. You'd be sent down to the vice principal. You never went to the principal. You always go to the vice principal. The vice principal is the bad one, not the principal. The principal is the administrator. The vice principal is the police. But you would. You would go down there, and that's where you would be. That's the way it goes. But based on the fact that the masses here are – and that the thing is when this group gets together, they don't even realize they're being screwed over. Because they want to feed the fire of ignorance. Because if you feed the fire of ignorance, as opposed to feeding your family, if you keep fueling the fire of ignorance, you keep paying and going to rallies you can't afford to, and you're sending money to cover somebody's, all this stuff, you keep fueling that fire of ignorance. As long as that ignorance is being perpetuated, and as long as that ignorance is being promoted, you have a purpose. And you don't have a purpose, and you're being celebrated. You're part of a group. You're part of something. Everybody wants to be part of something. Everybody wants to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener. But everybody wants, yeah, because everybody loves an Oscar until you get bit. Everybody wants to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener until you get bit. And everybody wants to be a part of something. And some people don't give a crap what they're a part of. They just want to be a part. They want to be in a group. They want to have belonging. And if that belonging is celebrating in a group of stupidity, following lies, glamorizing criminal activity and mocking and name-calling and race, all this stuff, you're still in the group. But if the leader of the group, the one perpetuating the lies and the deceit, and if the leader goes away, your group all of a sudden is exposed. So you take your last freaking dime, you take money you don't have, and you support the leader because in essence, in kind of a sick cyclical way, you're supporting your own identity. Identity. I like the way I hit all those T's, Jungle Jim. Identity, identity, identity. But if you do that, it's like you're on life support and you're laying on the bed on life support and you're paying the doctor to keep the pump going. That's what you're doing. And I got time out for a sip of water brought to you by H2O. There's the rub, lad. There's the rub. Nothing like a big, wonderful, oh my gosh, delicious, delicious glass of water. But so the king's taken away. If the leader's taken away, then your identity's taken away. Your status in your mind, even though your status is on a platform of being stupid, is taken away. If somebody threatens the stupid group will retaliate. But how does the stupid group retaliate? How do they retaliate? They're not going to be clever. They're going to do one thing. They're going to retaliate through violence. And the stupid group follows the leader to the bitter end. Because even if the leader becomes the ultimate leader again, it validates them. It validates them all the way to not having a home. It validates them to being unemployed. They don't care. That's how strong the ego is. That's how strong human nature is, needing to belong to something, needing to be a part of something, needing to be accepted by something. That's how strong that desire is in our DNA. not D and A. Remember that? The late O.J. Simpson trial? It's not D and A, it's DNA. But that's how strong that is in our DNA, that you know, individuals actually would do anything. I'll do anything for you. You know, that's from that's from Oliver, one of my favorite musicals of all time. But that's how it goes. And so what happens is individuals then, to save themselves, will do anything. And then it spirals into denial. You spiral into a case of denial, because if your leader, the leader of the lie, the leader of manipulation, the leader who's stealing every last freaking dime you have, whatever type of self-respect you may have had has been sucked out of your body like a vampire did it in the middle of the night. This leader, if they go, you go. So you don't want them to go. You want to wear the t-shirts and the hats and all that kind of stuff and just pound your chest and make arguments over nothing and not make sense. And make statements that have no backing, have statements that have no intellectual foundation. Have a culture without content. There's no content. There's no culture without content, but there's no content. We're a culture without content. Content has, here's what's happened. Here's what's happened because of this phenomenon. I'm telling you, Jungle Jim, this is what's happened. In our society, our culture, content is not valued. The truth is not valued. The rule of law is not valued. It's just not valued. So when you take those values out, and you have chaos coming in, and chaos is being valued, lying is being valued, cheating is being valued, name-calling and degrading individuals is being valued. You got Houston, we got a problem. We got a problem, Houston. And when the pickings is slim to save this situation, to change this situation, it's a scary time. I'm scared. But I'm telling you this right now. But if it doesn't change, and then there's already predictions of what will occur if the individuals don't get their way, because again, it's emotion, and emotion is motivated by these fears and these lies and creating your worth and your status and all that stuff. The only way you know how to respond, because it's the easiest way to respond and it's the most basic way to respond and it's also the worst way to respond, is through violence. Violence. It's been seen and it's been shown. So we're really in a sad state. I don't know what's going to change it. Jungle Jim, I have no idea what's going to change it. Because once this culture has been accepted, and once this practice has been accepted, once stupidity has become the norm and accepted, how do you break out of that? How do you break out of that? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I hear you, Jungle Jim. That's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim. This is Failing Up. Bye-bye.